This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This from Sam J. to open up the show. Kevin, why on earth would you want the Skins to take a running back in the first round? The draft is apparently filled with running backs that you can get on the last day of the draft. Why would you spend a first-round pick on one? Make it make sense. Thank you, Sam J., for that. I'll address it in a moment. A couple of guests on the show today. You're going to hear Steve Zabin on this show today. We were having a long conversation about Rory McIlroy's incredible finish on Sunday at the Masters. I'll play some of that for you on the show today. And Beau Marchanti, who does draft expertise and analysis for collegetopro.com. You'll hear Beau on the show today. The NBA playoffs start tonight. Play-in games. Did you know, Max, and I didn't know this until yesterday, did you know that Oklahoma City, who finished 68-14 this year, that they had the largest margin of victory average in the history of the NBA at 12.9 points per game, eclipsing the 71-72 Lakers? I believe that team had Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West, Gail Goodrich, and others. I knew that OKC had a dominant season. I did not realize until over the weekend that their margin of victory was the largest in NBA history.
Yeah, that's a shocking stat to hear. Looking at the 68-14, I mean, Shea has been having an MVP caliber season. It surprises me, but now that I'm really thinking about it, it doesn't surprise me that much.
68-14 with a 12.9 average margin of victory.
It's amazing.
Here's the thing, though, with the NBA playoffs, the play-in games starting tonight, and there's actually a really important game, Grizzlies-Warriors, Memphis Golden State late tonight. I will be the one that will be up watching this tonight. I will be. The Warriors, I think, are 7-point favorites, and they need to win this game. I actually bet the Warriors after the Jimmy Butler trade at plus 900 to win the West. And I don't feel great about that now because I just think the West has gotten so much better. But if they win tonight, they'll play an inexperienced Houston team in a 7-2 series, and I think Golden State would have a shot of winning that series. If they lose tonight, Memphis would end up playing Houston, and then Golden State would have to win on Thursday night just to get in as the 8 seed to face Oklahoma City. Here's the thing about the NBA playoffs historically. It's a gradual process before you're ready to win a title. And this is really going to get tested this year because Oklahoma City is so young. They're so inexperienced when it comes to postseason play. They last year won a series and then lost a series. They beat the last year they in last year's postseason, they beat New Orleans in four straight and then lost to Dallas in six hard-fought games. The next step for a team like this isn't to win a title typically. It is to win another series, you know, to be in a Western Conference Finals, and then next year maybe to get to the finals, and then the year after that to win it. But the Oklahoma City Thunder, for those of you who have not paid attention to the NBA, just had one of the most impressive and historic seasons in the history of the league. Their 16-game margin over the two-seed Houston is the sixth largest in NBA history. Number two in the West, 16 games behind Oklahoma City. The next best margin of victory in the NBA was 9.5 points. Cleveland in the East. Cleveland is the one seed in the East, even though Boston is favored to get to the NBA Finals, even though the Celtics are a two seed. But good games tonight. Oklahoma City won't start playing until this weekend. They'll play Sunday. The Saturday lineup is set because the games are set. The play-in games will determine who we see on Sunday against some of the higher-seeded teams, the ones and the twos. But tonight it's Hawks Magic snoozer, although Paolo Banchero is a superstar. For those of you who haven't paid attention, remember he played 1 year at Duke. He was injured for part of the year. They play Atlanta tonight in the first game, and then it's Memphis at Golden State. And I do think if Golden State wins tonight, they'll have a chance to beat Houston in a best of seven. Jimmy Butler's health is in question. He banged knees with Kawhi Leonard on Sunday in the season finale. Imagine it was Butler who walked away injured and not Kawhi Leonard. Because that's the biggest issue with the Clippers is if Kawhi stays healthy, can they make a run? Of course they can. Kawhi is still, when healthy, a top five player in the NBA. And by the way, a top three offense-defense, two-way player. And he has played at a superstar level since coming back in late January to the team. But I need Golden State tonight. I need Golden State to win. I've got them plus 900. And I can start to hedge if they, you know, can beat Houston in the first round and then we get them into the conference semifinals. All right, back to Sam J's email to me about why on earth would you take a running back in the first round? The draft is apparently filled with running backs that you can get on the last day of the draft. Why would you spend a first round pick on one? Make it make sense, Kevin. Yeah, it's not... it's not that I want Washington to take a running back with their first pick. I've just considered and presented the situation of a running back being the best player available on their board when they're on the clock at 29. And what would they do if that were the case? Well, if you listen to Adam Peters and you take him literally, he says best player available or you end up making your biggest mistakes. Some of the greatest general managers in the history of the game, including the greatest general manager in the history of this city, Bobby Bethard, always said, once you veer away from best player available, that's when you make your biggest drafting mistakes. Now, we know that Washington's not going to take a quarterback, you know, if a quarterback ended up being the best player on their board. There are exceptions to the rule. By the way, a quarterback won't be, because this is a bad quarterback draft, won't be the best player on their board. You know, a kicker, punter, long snapper, you know, those positions. And in Washington's case, I don't know if left tackle is the best player on the board, if that's who they take, but I don't think they'd shy away from it either, even though they just traded a boatload to Houston for Laremy Tunsil, and they'll end up paying Tunsil too. But anyway, what I've presented really is just this idea that what if at 29 they can't trade back because teams everybody wants to trade back, and there aren't enough teams willing to trade into the first round, into the latter portion of the first round. What would they do if running back was the best player on the board? My feeling is that if they believe that the best player on their board is a running back, and that the running back in question, the best player available on their board, has the potential to be elite, top tier, Saquon Barkley-esque, Bijan Robinson, if it's that type of running back, you take that player there. Genty will be long gone. Ashton Genty will be long gone. I've seen some mocks with him as high as 3. Certainly there's a top 10 consensus on Ashton Genty from Boise State. You know, the next back, Hampton from North Carolina, is also considered to be a first-round back. If he's gone also, the question would be, you know, if a guy like Travion Henderson from Ohio State is there at 29, let's just say that, you know, Henderson for Washington's board is the third best running back in the draft, and Henderson's the best player available, the BPA, on their board at 29 when they're on the clock. If they think that Henderson can be an elite running back in the NFL, then it's easy. You take him. You know, he's the best player available on your board, and you see greatness in this player. You know, the question would be, and let's just use Henderson as the example. If he's the best player available on their board, but they don't really see him as the kind of impact running back that Saquon Barkley is, as an example, what do you do then? Because, Sam, I'm kind of with you on that. Like, I don't think you take a running back in the first round unless you absolutely love that running back because you think he's going to be special. You think there's Christian McCaffrey, Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry kind of impact, you know, potential. Because let's face it, if you add an elite-level running back to this offense, I mean, Jaden, Terry, Debo playing on a contract year, and then a running back that strikes fear into a defense, a running back that you have to game plan for. I mean, the offense was near unstoppable at times last year without a true big-time running back threat. Robinson Jr., Eckler, I thought they were their most lethal, actually, when Eckler was healthy and in the game. Imagine a great running back in the backfield with Jaden Daniels. Imagine a back that we know is great. Imagine Gibbs, and what we saw in that playoff game and why they didn't give him the ball more is still beyond me. Imagine a Gibbs in the backfield with Jaden Daniels, with Terry and any group of receivers you want to put out there, Debo out there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That, you know, I have been adamant, and I think most of you agree, that this offseason really needed to be about improving defensively. That ultimately, you know, they fell a game short because more often than not, they just couldn't get off the field. They couldn't make a play defensively. They couldn't stop the run. But if the best player available is an offensive player, I'm all for it. And with respect to running back, if they believe that running back can be elite, I'm all for that. But I really would have an issue if the best player available is a running back, but they don't see the running back in that top tier category. You know, the best player available and the best player available is a running back, but it's not, you know, Genty, it's not Hampton, and their third best running back is a guy that they would probably view as a second round guy, but a guy that could be really, really good. But he's the best player on the board. What do they do then? You know, if they don't see him as a major impact guy, even though he's the best player available. And the thing about that position is when you go back to just the history of running backs in the draft. Yes, and I think I pointed this out yesterday. In recent times, top half of the first round running backs have produced at an elite level. All right. Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs picked 8th and 12th in the 2023 draft. They are both elite running backs. You know, when you go back to, where was the last time a top half of the running back? Saquon Barkley at number 2 overall in 2018. Before last year, that was the last time a running back was taken in the top half of the first round. In 2017, Leonard Fournette was taken at number 4 overall. Good back, Christian McCaffrey was taken at number 8 overall. Elite back. Zeke Elliott in 2016 at number 4 overall. He certainly had a couple of elite seasons. So the history recently of top half of the first round running backs, it's produced in a big way for the teams that took that shot. But Washington isn't in the top half of the first round. They're at the end of the first round. And we know that backs come in all shapes and sizes in terms of really, really good ones after the first round. Last year, all right, last year's draft, Bucky Irving, 4th round. All right, 2023 draft, Achain in the 3rd round. Chase Brown, who played, I think, really well before he got hurt in Cincinnati this year, in the 5th round. 2022, when you go Tyler Algier, 5th round, really good running back. Kyron Williams, 5th round. 2021, Chuba Hubbard, 4th round. Khalil Herbert, 6th round. He's been a good back. 2020, DeAndre Swift, Jonathan Taylor, 2nd round. J.K. Dobbins, 2nd round. Injuries, obviously. Zach Moss, 3rd round. We know that the history of the draft, some of the best backs, maybe not the elite backs, but you get really good running backs later in the draft. Miles Sanders was a 2nd round pick. David Montgomery was a 3rd round pick. I'm looking for like the total home run, you know, like on day 3. There have been some. can't pull them quickly here. Well, Alvin Kamara, third round. There you go, 2017. Dalvin Cook, second round. Boy, that draft, the 2017 draft, Fournette at number 4 overall, Christian McCaffrey at number 8 overall, Dalvin Cook in the second round, Joe Mixon in the second round, Alvin Kamara in the third round, Kareem Hunt in the third round, James Conner in the third round, Samaje Perine we took in the fourth round, and then, yeah, Jeremy McNichols was in that draft. All right, so look, the point being, it's going to be interesting if the best player on their board is a running back, and yet they don't see that running back or that player in the same class as, say, a Hampton or a Genty. What would they do? I don't know. This from Manny. Manny wrote, and I've actually seen some of this, Manny. He writes, have you seen the Breece Hall rumors? The Jets are interested in dealing him. I like Breece Hall. I'm not... You know, he's like, I like Breece Hall. He's a known versus an unknown. Yeah, I don't think I'm trading for a back like Breece Hall. I like Breece Hall, too. I think he's a good back, and he's very versatile. I mean, he can catch the ball. He can obviously run with it. I'm not going to trade for a back in a draft loaded with backs when I can get one on a rookie deal with 4 years left. I mean, I'm just not doing that. Not in this draft. Not for a Breece Hall. And nobody else, you know, Christian McCaffrey, we talked about him recently and the possibility that he could be available. But there are, you know, there are some really good backs in this draft. To me, I've mentioned this many times, and we'll do some of this next week in advance, you know, a couple of days before. I really am a Genty fan. By the way, I've seen him comp to Alvin Kamara over and over again. I don't see that comp. He's a much more physical running back. He is, you know, short in terms of his height, but he's 215 pounds. And he's a more physical running back at the point of contact. I love Hampton. I mean, he's got superstar ability. I think Henderson's speed and playmaking ability is elite. The two guys that I have focused in on, which are not day one guys, and although it looks like the guy that I love is climbing into that night two category, but I really like Caleb Johnson from Iowa. But the guy that I've loved for a few years now going back to Oregon State is Damian Martinez. I think Damian Martinez is going to be a really good NFL back. Is he going to be elite? Is he going to be Barkley or Robbins? No, I don't know that that's the case. But he is a powerful running back at 6 feet, 220, 225, can play, I think, even bigger than that. He is athletic. His RAS score, his relative athletic score, was really, really strong at the combine, but the thing that I love about him is just his feel and his vision in tight spaces. He has that elite level feel and vision that you see in the best of running backs. And then when he finds that crease, he runs people over. And he's got really, you know, he's got good enough speed. He does not have elite speed. I think he ran 4.5 or 4.45, something like that at the combine. But I love Damian Martinez. But apparently now, so does everybody else, and he's going to go on night two. So do you use your number 61 overall on a guy like that? Best player available second round, different than best player available first round if you don't see that player as elite. But the running back conversation is an interesting one. I do think that they are going to be in the market for a running back in this draft. They have 5 picks now. Who knows? Maybe they'll end up with a 6th, you know, by trading back, even if it's not in the first round. Maybe it's the second round to pick up an extra pick. But I think of their 5 picks, or maybe 6 if they end up trading back at some point, I would be really surprised if one of them is not a running back. I did see that among their top 30 visits, Ollie Gordon, the running back from Oklahoma State, who was unbelievable in 2023, but not as much last year. He's a taller back. you know, a lankier, taller, 6'2", but big back. He ran, I think, like 4.6 something at the combine. You know, he did not have the production last year that he had in 2023 when he was just outstanding and actually, you know, the Doak Walker Award winner. He rushed for, I think, 1,700 plus yards and 21 touchdowns in 2023. And then his production fell pretty much in half. He was like at 880 and 13 touchdowns in 2024. Oklahoma State was not as good. I did see that they've got him in for a top 30 visit. I think he is definitely a day three guy, best case. You know, the guy that has kind of, you know, at least as of now, and who knows when we get to the draft, because a lot of this, you know, can be, this could be sleight of hand by a lot of these teams. But the guy who made a name for himself in the playoff, Cam Scataboo from Arizona State. I mean, what a tough runner, tough kid, unbelievable competitor. The thing that I just did not see with him is I didn't see the speed and I didn't see the vision from him. I saw a guy that wanted contact, desired contact, and delivered contact on almost every run, and a guy that was incredibly versatile also as a pass catcher out of the backfield. But to me, he's like a bowling ball where there's not, you know, much break to it. That thing isn't curving in to the pocket on that, you know, is it the 10 pin? No. 7-10 are the two corners, right? Whatever the first pin is. I don't know what number it is. He's athletic, but strength is more his thing than sort of vision. But I think running back's going to be really interesting. I would definitely wager on Washington taking a running back, for sure. All right. Yeah. Not going to do calls on this. We'll save some of the draft calls for next week, give you guys a chance to weigh in next week. Up next, Bo Marchante, who covers the draft for collegetopro.com. He will be my guest. You'll hear that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.